Philadelphia's Opiate Epidemic Task Force held its first meeting today. The group has a lot of work ahead of it. Drug deaths were triple the city's homicide rate last year. More from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
Although the final numbers for 2016 aren't complete because of medical testing that's pending, the number of drug overdoses will be around 900 in Philadelphia. Dr. Jeff Hom is a member of the task force trying to come up with ways to cut that number. He says it's just not about drugs being bought on the street.
That story really begins with prescription opioids. You may be most familiar with these medications known as Vicodin or Percocet or OxyContin. And what's important to know about these pain medications is that they're chemically similar to heroin. And because they're similar to heroin, they can be addictive and can cause overdoses.
Hom says part of the problem is doctors.
Over the last several years, healthcare providers across the country have been prescribing too many of these medications to too many people in too large quantities and in too high of doses.
Deputy Health Commissioner Roland Lamb says not enough people are receiving treatment for their addiction.
77% were male, 23% were female, about 51% of African Americans as far as the total number of people in treatment, which means that the white non-Hispanic persons who are addicted are being underrepresented.
Mayor Jim Kenney says it's time to do something to fight the rising death toll.
This is heroin addiction on steroids. It's beyond anything you can imagine. And we have a responsibility to our citizens to try to fix it. And if that means stopping doctors from doing what they're doing and getting treatment and getting place for people to live and recover, and that's what we have to do. It's our responsibility.
The task force has given itself 3 months to come up with a short list of recommendations and submitting them to the mayor for approval and implementation. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.